A bit of a challenging sugya again, but I didn't want to skip it. We're learning seriously here this summer, and summer is supposed to be light, but okay if you encounter some difficult sugyas. Now, what made this sugya difficult was twofold. One is the concepts are foreign to a number of us. Kachim always scares us. You know, many of you asked the question, I'll just, a few people, so no one should feel bad. When the Gemara said shtia, when it came to shtia, wasn't that the Kohanim were drinking the yain, it was that the Mizbeach is drinking the wine. There's a concept of achil and shtia of the Mizbeach. So some of the basics, it's just, it's new to many of us. That's one element that makes it hard. Number two is the sugya itself, the questions and the answers and the rise and the Tur Evin were just a little bit challenging. Whether it was a sugya you're familiar with, it still was a lot of back and forth. That being said, doesn't mean we should shy away. We should still try to understand it and come away with something that's understandable and try to simplify as best as we can to have something clear. So let's start with Tosos and Tur Evin, and then we'll try to explain what's going on. I'll add some other marmakomos that were not in the sheets. So let's begin with Tosos. So yesterday we discussed the first half of Tosfos, which was also challenging about why the Gemara wasn't concerned with not bringing the Karban Musaf, and that we gave a few answers of Tosos and the Rambam. Then Tosos goes on to ask the question, he has a very good suggestion. He says, how come they had to niskalkal the shear? Why did they get stuck with the shear? A very good Eitzah. Tosos said the Eitzah could have been that we know the din is, you sing the shear, bishas nisachayayim, as it says, ein omrim shira el alayayim, and we're able to delay the nisachayayim. You could bring the karban today, let's say Sunday, and you could bring the Nisach HaYayin on Wednesday if you wanted to. That's the Gemara says clearly. You could wait up until tomorrow, up until 10 days even. And then when you bring the wine later on, you already know whether it's Rosh Hashanah or not Rosh Hashanah, and you have the right shear. Very simple solution. So this whole thing happened because they were so nervous about saying the shear. Is it Rosh Hashanah? Is it a chol? What you going to do? Great Eitzah. Don't bring the Nisach HaYayin and wait until Wednesday to bring the Nisach HaYayin. By that time, the Eidim would have already come, and we'll know whether Rosh Hashanah was Sunday or Monday. And we'll know what shear to say on this yayin that really goes back to Rosh Hashanah. That's the suggestion. What Tosa answers is, he writes, Nirali, D'lechachila yesh lahavi nesachim im hadeva. Lechachila, one should bring the nesachim when they're bringing the carbon. Because the e maybe belaila, if you bring it at nighttime or any day thereafter, eino yachal lomar shira, you're not allowed to say shir. This was the question we saw yesterday. The Gemara in Erech and Yud Bey is whether or not you could say a shir on Nisachim brought independent of the carbon, which means after the Zevach has been brought, can you sing a shira? And the Gemara did not have an answer, but both Tosos, and we saw the Rambam, that says, Nisachim habam bifnei atzman ein ta'un shir. There is no shira. So this Eita does not work. You have to say the shira B'shas Nesach, and the Nesach must be B'shas Zevach, and therefore this Eitzah doesn't work. That's Tosus's response. Now the Tur Evin responds back, and I assume you get a chance to see this. The Tur Evin, he explains as follows. He says, wait a second. If that's the whole issue here, he says, Im Kain, Ein La'achar Nesachim Shel Karban Tzimur B'Yom HaKaraso, M'nipei Bitel Shir. So he says, wait a second. A person should not delay Nesachim after the Karban because then you're losing out the shear, the bittul shear. That's what comes out from Tosos. You mevatel the shear if you push off the Nesachim. I mean, why can't Tosos say, okay, what's the big deal? So you lose out the shear. So do the Nesachim later on. Don't say a shear, and then yeah, what's the big deal? Must be that you're missing out. You're being mevatel the mitzvah of shear. So he says, if the whole issue is you're mevatel shear, because again, I'm going to say the answer of Shmuel already, that Tosos assumes that the Karban that's brought is mechayiv the shir. So the moment you bring the carbon, you mechayiv the shir, you just can't say the shir until you do the nisach. So if I delay the nisach, I can't say shir anymore. So right now when I bring the carbon on Rosh Hashanah, there's a chiv to say shir. Now when do you say the shir? That's b'shas nisach. But if you're suggesting you do the nisach tonight after it's over, you can't say the shir anymore. It has to be done b'shas nisach. And that's what's a problem. That's mevatel, the mitzvah of the shir. That's the Tur Evin's understanding of Tosos. So he says, if that's really the case, you're mevatel the shir by delaying the nisach. He says, this is a whole question for the sugi and psachim daf samechez. This is very challenging. Hopefully you had a chance to see this, so it should be clear to you. But the Gemara proves from the fact that you could burn Eivar Nepudarim, you could burn it on Shabbos, even though they could have done it Balayla. They could have burned it when Shabbos was over, but they wanted to burn it on Shabbos itself. That proves the point, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. That we want to do the mitzvah the first opportunity that we can. So Tur Evin says, according to Tosos, there's no raya there. Maybe the reason why they burnt on Shabbos was because you could only do Nisachim after Haktaris Eivar Mepudar. And part of Nisachim is the Shir. So if you delay the burning Haktaris Eivar Mepudar till Matzah Shabbos, which also means you're delaying the Nisach to Matzah Shabbos, that means you can't sing Shir anymore. You mevatel the mitzvah of Shir. Maybe that's why they had to do this on Shabbos, and not a raya at all for Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. So he concludes that the only way it could be a raya for Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita is if we say that the karbon is not what's Mechayiv the Shir. He says there's no bittel mitzvah. What's Mechayiv the Shir is in the Sachem. So if you bring the karbon tamid on Shabbos today, there's no Chiyuv Shir. And you don't do the Nisachim till later. Mi Matzah Shabbos, you want to do the Haktaris Eivar Mepudarim, and Matzah Shabbos, you also do Nisach Hayayin. Even though there's no Shir at that point, because you delay the Nisach Hayayin, there's no Bittul Mitzvah. Because the Bittul Mitzvah, the Chiyuv Mitzvah, only comes B'Shas Nisach. When that Nisach takes place next to the Zevach, but it's the Yayin, rather it's the Yayin that's Mechayiv the Shir, not the carbon. So since you didn't do Nisach Hayayin B'Shaito, there's no Chiyuv Shir, there's no Bittul Shir, and that's why, the only reason why you're supposed to do it on Shabbos itself is because Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. And that's the challenging part, one of the challenging parts of the Sugya, this Tosos and Turi Evin, but after all the dust has settled, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky proves from here that this is what they're arguing about, Tosos and Turi Evin. What is the Mechayiv for Shir? When we read the line, Ein Shir El B'Yayin, that we only sing song during Yayin, is that because the Yayin is Mechayiv the Shira? Or no, really the Karbon is Mechayiv the Shira, it's just when do we say it? B'shas Nisach HaYayin. That's the Chakira. Now, I know you saw the rest of the Rav Shmuel here. I'm not going to go to Rav Shmuel himself. I just saw a few moments before, I recalled something that Reb Leib Malin, producer of Ari Leib Malin, had discussed this as well. Maybe if I had a chance, I'll try to print it out for you. It's much clearer. It does not connect it to this Tosas and Turi Evin, but it connects it to other areas. So I'll say what he says outside. We'll connect to other Gemaras and Tosasim, but believe that I'll try for tomorrow to print out a copy. It's a big chazara. It's much clearer. Not that Shmuel wasn't that clear, but it laid out. It's a Kedai Sefer to get if you want to. It's a wonderful Sefer. It's two Chalakim Reb Leib Malin. It's a very nice lumdus on Kudrim, but also he has a number of sugyas and other mesechtas. He has a lot on brachos. A very good lumdus, good chakiras if you're looking for a nice sefer to buy. It's kedai, I think. So let's talk about this concept in general. What is the mechayiv for the shira? Is it, again, the karbon that's mechayiv it, or is it the yayin that's mechayiv it? So the Gemara in brachos, I didn't put this on Mar Makomos, but the Gemara in brachos, perhaps you're familiar with this, you learned Lamed Hei, Daf Lamed Hei, Ketz Mevarchin, where the Gemara there is talking about the Chiva Brachas of Birchas Hananin, and in this discussion, the Gemara invokes Ein Omrin Shira Ela Al Hayayin, that we only recite a Shira on wine. It goes on to bring the Pasuk to prove this point. So Rashi and Tosos there, I believe, have a machlokas. Perhaps you wouldn't pick up on this unless you were sensitive to this very chakira. It's important, when you learn more and you learn the lumdus, you're able to pick up on some diukim that you otherwise wouldn't have. But let me read Rashi and Tosos for you. I know two of you got to see this. I told you to look at it, you had more time. But let's see what your thoughts are by me reading Rashi and Tosos outside to you. Rashi writes, She'ein omrim halevim shir shel karbon b'mikdash. Ela al hayayin kishmanaschin nischei mizbech. Okay, that's how Rashi says. Anything? I'll read that again. Tell me if you pick up on anything. She'ein omrim halevim shir shel karbon b'mikdash. Ela al hayayin kishmanaschin nischei mizbech. Any thoughts on that, Rashi?
Yeah. Seems to stress that the karbon, that you sing the song of the karbon when the nisach happens.
Excellent. I think that's a very straight reading. I think it's a very straight reading. Excellent, Ariel. Now, I'll read it one more time. She'ein omrim halvim shir shel karbon. It's called the shir shel karbon. It's a shir of that karbon. B'mikdash. And what does it mean, ela hayayin? It means, kishimenaschin, when you do the nisach on the mizbeach. So it sounds like the chiv, the karbon is mechayiv of the shir. That's the, I think, a diuk or simple reading of Rashi. Tosos there writes, he says, she'ein omrim shir el hayayin, perish, his understanding is, ein omrim shira al shum achilas mizbeach kigon zrikas damim v'nisach hamayim ki'im al hayayin. The only time you say shira is not during the sprinkling of the blood, not during the nisach hamayim, rather it's on the yayin. Avavada metzinu shira below yayin kigon halal shmishchitas psachim. You certainly have a shira outside of wine. But when it comes to the halachas of karbanos, we only have it during yayin. Again, this is a small diuk. I'm not sure if it's accurate or not. But he understands, ein omrim shira al shum achilas mizbeach ki'im al hayayin. It sounds like his focus is al hayayin, not when the yayin is taking place. Rashi says, kishim anachsin, when you do the wine. He says, al hayayin, which is the little reading of the Gemara, is ein shir el al hayayin, which means it's on the wine. It's the chiv comes from the wine. So I think that's how Tosus learns it, but it's not muchach at all. But I think from Rashi, his added understanding, I think it is clear from him. Just as a ha'ara, there's a discussion whether or not you sing a song during Nisach Hamayim, during Sukkis. Tosus clearly writes here, we do not say during Nisach Hamayim. That's a whole other discussion, Nisach Hamayim. But Tosus takes the position here where you don't say it. So that's one Mar Malkum in this concept, this Rashi here in Maseches Brachos. There's interesting She'iltos. The She'iltos in Parshas Yisro, She'ilta Nun Dalet, he connects the idea of, well, why do we say Kiddush Al Hayayin? Kiddush Friday night, Kiddush Shabbos day, we say, ain't Kiddush El Al Hayayin. If there's no wine, you could say it on bread. He connects it because ein shira ela al hayayin. He conflates these two concepts. Again, ein kiddush ela al hayayin to ein shira ela al hayayin, which sounds very nice, makes sense. You know, the Gemara in Brachos actually calls kiddush as a type of hillel, a type of song. So, the Acharonim proved from the She'iltos that the mechayiv must not be the yayin, rather it must be the karbon. Why? When we say Kiddush on Yayin, what's the Mechayiv on Shabbos? Shabbos requires us to say Kiddush, not the wine. If we don't have wine, we say bread. The Chiv to say something is, the Shabbos is Mechayiv that. So when do we say it? We say it during Shaz Yayin. In Kiddush El Yayin means we say Kiddush during Yayin. If we don't have Yayin, we say it during Challah. So by that equation, ein shir el hayayin is when do we say the shir of the karbon? We say during the nisach hayayin. Not that the nisach hayayin is the mechayiv for it, but that's the zman in which we say the shir. That's the zman in which we say the kiddush. Yeah.
Who brings that?
I saw it quoted somewhere. I don't know who it is. I saw it quoted. I saw it in the Masifta in Erechin, in the back here. They may have quoted the Shiltos, but I don't know who. I don't know if he quoted anyone in particular. Quoted the Mefarshim Achronim. It's I found this actually in the section of Otzer Iyunim, one of the sections here, Shira or something like that. Now the Shita of the Rambam. I think you get the point. The Shita of the Rambam is as follows. The Rambam writes, this is found in Hilchos Klei Mikdash Perek Gimel Halacha Beis. He says, Avoda Shilahen, he goes on to explain the Avoda of the Levim. The Levim's roles are to do Shmir of the Beis Hamikdash, and they were the gatekeepers as well. In addition to that also, V'yu Mehen Mishorin L'Shorer Al HaKarbon V'Choyom, they would sing on the Karbon. Shinamar V'Sheris B'Shem Hashem Alakav K'chol Achav HaLevim Ezu V'Sheris Shu B'Shem Hashem Havi Omer Ezu Shira. And then, Masai Omer Ezu, when do you say the Shira? Akol olos atzibur achova, bal shalma yatzeres beis nisach hayayin. Avar olos nedava shemakriven atzibur lakeitam izbech, So from the Rambam, I read it real quickly. What are your thoughts on the Rambam, his understanding of the mechayiv of shira and the karbon? The karbon, right? Very, very clear. I'll read it again. The Rambam writes, he says, one of the roles of the Levim are to sing, v'yu mehen mishorin l'shorer al ha-karbon b'chol yom, to sing on the karbon every single day. He brings the pasuk, period. Then he asks, oh, when do you say it? Oh, you say it, Shas Nisach. So this is clearly the shita of the Rambam. It's clearly the shita of the Rashi as well. And it seems to be the shita of Tosos in Rosh Hashanah, as understood by the Tur Evin. The Tur Evin just takes a whole different approach to it. He argues and thinks that, no, the Yayin is what's Mechayiv the Shira. But based on what we've seen, Rashi, Tosos, and Rambam all say it's the Karbon that's Mechayiv. Now, another Tosos on this point, which you saw already, but we weren't aware of this when we learned this yesterday, and that Rabbi Le Malin brings this as a raya. The Gemara in Eruchin Daf Yud Aleph teaches us, again, I know this is a foreign concept, Karbanos Kachim, but as I said yesterday or the other day, it's important when you come across them, don't shy away, do the best you can, because you're going to start picking up on points, and eventually this web is going to come together, and you start understanding how everything works. It's not hard, it's just foreign. Your brain just shuts down from them, so don't let it scare you off. These are not hard concepts per se. There are other hard concepts. Ribbis is hard a concept. That's a very difficult concept. You know, kachim is not considered hard, it's just unfamiliar. It's a big difference between the two. Meseches kinim is very hard. It's statistics, it's probabilities, it's numbers, that's hard. Kachim isn't hard, again. It's just unfamiliar, so don't let your brain trick yourself to say it's hard. So Tosos, the Gemara there tells in Eruch and Daf Yud Aleph, the Gemara tells us that his machlok is whether or not the shir is ma'akiv the karbon, or it's not ma'akiv the karbon. According to our mayor, the shir is ma'akiv the karbon, and Chachamim hold that the shir is not ma'akiv the karbon. So even just that simple reading of the Gemara, what does that Gemara indicate about this very question? Is the karbon ma'akiv or the yayin ma'akiv? The karbon is very clear. The Gemara says the shir is ma'akiv the karbon. Nothing to do with Yayin. There's no mention of Yayin here at all in the Gemara. That's a simple reading. And Tosos has the question, though. He says, Kasha, deho hashir bishas nisach. We know the shir takes place during the nisach. V'ha nisach ein ma'keves har karbon. It's not ma'kev the karbon. And he brings a proof for this, because you could bring a nisach much later. So he says, how does that work? If the shir is connected to the nisach Yayin, so if the Nisach Yayin is a Ma'akiv of the carbon, how could the Shir be Ma'akiv of the carbon? So he answers, V'nira, Lefar Shir Ma'akiv is a carbon, Hainu Nisach. What it means is, the Shir is not Ma'akiv the Nisach, Shim Ein Shira a Nisach. So it comes out from Tos's understanding here, what does he assume in the end? He takes back what the Gemara says. The simple reading of the Gemara is that the Shir is a din in the carbon. But he ends up saying, no, the shir is a din in the yayin. And this actually seems to support the Turi Evin, that the shir is about the yayin, the chayiv is the yayin, and not the karbon. Now, I'll just point out one other thing. I know based on Yair made a ha'ar during Seder, that there's another question that can be discussed, which we're not discussing. We're discussing the relationship of the shir. What's the mechayiv for the shir? There's a secondary question of what the relationship is of the nisach, hayayin, to the karbon. What's that relationship? Is it connected? Is it independent mitzvah? That's one point. And something else is just to keep in mind. These are just, again, chakirs to float in your mind, to put in the back pocket. There's a big discussion by nisach hamayim, where the nisach hamayim is a chiv of chovas karbon tamid, or what would the other option be? Not parachag, but yeah, it's a din and a sukkis, a chag, not dafka parachag, but still, we do it b'shas, the carbon, tamid, not during parachag, but it's a din and sukkah, or that becomes the nisach of the carbon tamid. Every single day, the nisach of the carbon tamid is the nisach hayayim. When it comes to sukkis, we have nisach hamayim. Does that become a second nisach of carbon tamid, or no? It's not the nisach of carbon tamid. We do it b'shas carbon tamid, but the chiv in sukkah. And there's a stipler in a few places in Maseches Menachos, Maseches Sukkah, and I think maybe also Maseches Tainus. He speaks in three places. This Hakira of the nature of Nisach HaMayim. So we're not talking about Nisach HaMayim, Nisach HaYayin per se. We're talking about the nature of Shira.
Can we say that just because the Shira is ma'akev the nisuch, does that mean that necessarily the nisuch is the thing that is mechayev the Shira? It didn't seem to me like those two necessarily went hand in hand.
In theory, you could split between the two. It would be hard to. But if something is ma'akev something, it's hard to separate it from the mechayev, but it could be.
Couldn't we say that even though the carbon is the thing that's mechayev, it has to be, like, it's done at shas of nisuch hayayin. I don't think you can prove that it's mechayev the carbon. The carbon's mechayev. I just didn't think it was necessarily a good.
It's a good point. Excellent point. It could be. There's not a clear raya for this point. Excellent. Granted. Yeah.
So we say you can bring the nesachim until 10 days after. What happens if you never do? Is the carbon still retroactively valid?
Yeah. The nisach is not ma'akev. It's not ma'akev the carbon. As we say here, ain ma'akev the carbon. You already did it. You stored it away. You shelved it, and you're supposed to do the nisach. But if you missed out on it, so then the carbon still gets checked off as being complete. Okay, so now we have the Tosos in Psachim, which Rav Shmuel spoke about. But let's read it together. It's not in front of you. So we have a couple of instances. We have three examples where we have a Shira outside of Yayin. Three examples. So three examples we have is the Karban Toda. When it came to, and the Gemara in Shavuos tells us, the Mishnah in Shavuos, when they had to add on to be most of the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, so they had to bring a carbon tamid, and that did not have nisach hayayin, and yet there was a shir. The second instance we have is carbon Pesach, and Erev Pesach, there was a shir, they sang Hallel, and there was no yayin. And the third case is the Gemara in Erech and Daf Yud Aleph, where they sang shira during Bikurim, even though at least first glance there was no yayin. So those are three examples where we have shir without yayin, which, again, have the question of how could there be a shir below yayin. So let's first go through the Gemara in Erechin, the one about Bikurim, then we'll go back to the Tosfos and Pesachim. So the Gemara in Erechin says, Amar Rav Masna Minayin LeBikurim Shetunim Shira, how do you know that Bikurim requires song? And then you bring a Gzer Shava, Asya Tov, Tov Mehacha. It says Tov by Bikurim, and it says Tov by the shira of the karbanos. So they ask the question, I don't get how could you have shira by bikurim? Minayin sheino mim el shira, we know you only say shira el by yayin. Bikurim isn't yayin. Which foods do bikurim are they brought from? Anyone know? Shiras aminim. So yeah, grapes are one of the shiras aminim, but not wine. You bring grapes as a matana to the kohanim, but not yayin. So how could we suggest saying a shira when it comes to Bikurim, there's no yayin? And the Gemara answers, no, we have yayin as well. Because the Gemara has a drasha that you're able to bring wine as well for Bikurim. If you, l'chachila, you bring as the fruit, as the grapes, and iyata mevi mashkin, you don't bring the liquids. But let's say one did bring grapes and he squashed them, he made them into grape juice, into wine. How do you know that works for Bikurim as well? It says in the word tavi, the pasuk tavi, comes to include even yayin could satisfy the requirement of Bikurim. So, what are your thoughts about this Gemara, guys? What's Mechayev of Shira here? Is it a carbon? Is it yayin?
Seems like the carbon.
Carbon, yayin? Yeah. Why do you think it's a carbon?
It seems to be yayin is the afterthought. Meaning, you could, if you need to bring yayin, meaning it's allowed to, but the Shira seems to be happening no matter what. Meaning, the Bikurim is Shira.
But there's no carbon here, right? The Bikurim isn't a carbon. Any other thoughts on this? I lost you guys. You guys still with it?
I mean, the Gemara needed to come up with this drasha to say that there really is a time when you could bring wine. It makes it seem like they would only do the shir if there was wine.
And therefore what?
Therefore the wine is the thing that...
Seemingly the mechayev is wine. So Rav Shmuel has a whole other approach here, but I think the simple reading is that the mechayev here is not the carbon, it's yayin. The yayin is mechayev. Otherwise, how could Bikurim have it? Now Shmuel says no. He thinks otherwise. He thinks that mechayev is really a carbon, but there's a special drasha here a special drasha to come to include Bikurim, even though there's no karban, there's no mechayiv, there's a special drasha that Bikurim is an exception, that mechayiv is something that's not karban. That's his suggestion. Yeah, Shmuel.
Are you saying that dafka when a person would bring wine from his Bikurim, then it would be Tom Shira? Or just be'etzem, since the Bikurim can in theory be brought from wine, so therefore the Bikurim have a shame yain or whatever that is mechayiv? Does it have to be that the wine is present?
Yeah, excellent question. I don't think so, actually. I didn't think about this, but it becomes unique because it seems, I think the halacha is, let's take a quick look. Let's look at, could you pull off for me a Bikurim Zeraim? Is Zeraim right over there, right behind you? Is there Zeraim? Yeah, to the right? There you go. They're right there. Just grab and see if we can find it here quickly. So, Bikurim, where is this halacha? In Dalad Aleph. Komevi Bikurim Ton Karbon. Interesting. Vishir Tufa Valina. So all of them require, even though there's not actually bring wine. I mean, wine is just one of the options. But if a person brings pomegranate as a Bikurim, he still requires saying a Shira. Just look at the end here. He quotes in another place also. Yeah, interesting point. Now, again, he does say here in the beginning of the Rambam, we just read this, I need to look at it further, he does connect it to carbon. He says, "Kol mevi bikurim ton carbon v'shir tenufa." So he does mention the carbon there. So tzarchin, we have to figure this a little bit further. But either way, Shmuel talks about this back and forth, whether the mechayev is the yayin or not. Shmuel's got a great question. Lamaisa, you may not even bring the yayin, and yet it's still chayev. So unclear how they address it. No one addressed this. Okay, we'll do one more tosis here. I know I see I'm losing some of you guys. We have to, it's hot in here. It's a confusing topic. But let's finish off with this Tosis in Pesachim. Tosis in Pesachim, he's talking about Karim Pesach and Erev Pesach. So the din is that one recites Halal, the Levim recited Halal during the Karim Pesach. Now, Karim Pesach, there is no Nisach HaYayin during Karim Pesach. So he writes that the Levim are the ones to recite Halal. Based on the Tosefta, the Yisrael Shochtin is a Pischem, the Levim Karim Sahala. So he asks the Re, Kasha, because we have a few places where the Gemara says, Ein Omrim Shira Ela Ala Yayin, Hacha Chazinan De'ika Shira Below Nesachim. There's no Nesachim here, and yet they're still singing a Shira. V'chein Hayu Mekadshin Hazaros Bebeis Todos U'Beshir. When it came to be Mekadish the Hazaros and the Kedush of Yushalayim and Harbayis, they used the carbon toda. They walk around the walls, and they'd sing a Shira as well. But there were no Nesachim at the time. How could that be? So it sounds like in the Havmina, Reb Leib Malin says, the Havmina seems that Mechayiv for Shira is what?
Yain,
right. The Yain, you need Yain to be Mechayiv the Shira. How could you have a Shira by Halel, a Pesach? How could you have a Shira by the Kedusha of the Azara? There is no Yain to be Mechayiv it. And his answer is, Reb Leib Malin explains, what's the answer? And he says, Omeri, Tachi Perusha. Ein omrim shira b'shas hakravas karbon el al yayin. He says there are two mechayvim. When it comes to a karbon, so the karbon is mechayiv. He changes havamina. Really, it's the karbon that's mechayiv ashira. When is that done? B'shas yayin. So when it comes to b'shas hakravas a karbon, when it comes to the halachas of a kachim and karbanos, so that's mechayiv, but it's done during yayin. However, he says, "Vikashtiv is smecha fine." Aval, the last line he says, "I'll finish reading the Tosa." He says, "El yayin demesameach elokim vanashim darishle." That we compare the simcha of man to the simcha of Hashem. Vikashtiv is simcha hain mishas achila. When does a person rejoice most? When he's having a suda and eating, and he drinks some wine. Dumi dehachinami legavah. Kivyachal samel to Shemaim as well, it's the same thing. B'shas ha-kravas karbon, when you're having the suda of the Mizbeach, kamar ein omer shira el ha-yayin. But it's really the suda that's mechayiv the shira. When do you do it? When you start drinking wine. Right? Guys who just drink wine and sing songs, that's strange. That's what weird people do. The way a person really rejoices is you're having a suda, you're eating a meal, you're washing, you're having meat. Oh, let's take out the wine and start singing now. But it's the suda that creates the context of that simcha. But what's the zman? Once you're getting the alcohol, start to enjoy and get a little high, that's when the simcha kicks in. So the context you need is the mizbech, the eating of the mizbech. That's the achila. That's the mechayev. But when's the proper time to start singing? Oh, when you start drinking the wine. When the nisach hayayin is poured in the mizbech, that's the zman of the shira, but the mechayev is the carbon. But that's in the context of yayin and karbanos. Aval shlo b'shas hakrava, when there's no hakrava, which in this case we're talking about, when did they sing the shir, Karim Pesach, what zman, what moment? The shchita, not hakrava. There's shchita when you shech the animal. What are the dollar avodos? Anyone know the dollar avodos of karbanos? Right. So I heard them all. Excellent. Shchita, kabbalah, halacha, and zrika. So normally, and then there's haktara, the fifth one. Not avodah, the haktara afterwards. We've been talking about the haktara, the achliyam is beach, you do it b'shas shtia. But the halal here by the Karim Pesach is b'shas shchita. It's a few steps away from the achila. There's no achila in the mizbeach here anymore. So this is a different type of mechayev. When there's no achila, there's no the carbon isn't mechayev. Rather, aval shelo b'shas hakrava, when there's no hakrava, or you're not, it's not during the time of hakrava, hayu omrim shira shelo al hayayin. One would still say shira even without there being yayin. Yayin only makes sense when you're having a meal. The whole idea Tosis points out is our meal is similar to Hashem's meal, the Mizbeach's meal. So when there's wine, when there's food, when we eat, we drink. Mizbeach, the eating and drink go together. But sometimes we'll sing a song. We'll sing halal during davening. Right? There's no achilah shtia there. We could sing a song. But when it's coming to food and drink, that only makes sense when there's wine, to say during the Shas Yain. But when it's outside the context of eating and drinking, when it's outside the context of the Mizbeach, then one would say it even shelo, even without the yayin. And that's a new mechayef. It's just a state of simcha. A person's happy. A person mesameach. That's the mechayef of the shira. So it comes out from this toso. It says Reb Leimalon is the havamina was only the place where there's yayin is mechayef the shira. He concludes that no, it's the karbon that's mechayef, the achila that's mechayef the shira. And in Echanami, there are some exceptions when it's not in the context of Akhtara, then it's just regular simcha, one's happiness, that would be mechayev the shira. So let's quickly recap. I know it's hard, I think I lost a few of you on this one, but we'll, Mirtz Hashem, bring you back maybe through Chazara and through the next two shirim. But to quickly recap, what we saw here is this machlokas between Tosfos and Tur Evin, the idea of maybe you could delay the Nisach Hayayin after Yom Kippur, after Rosh Hashanah rather, and say the Shira then? Tosa says no, because once you push off the Yayin, you can no longer say the Shira anymore, and then you mavata the Shira entirely. That assumption of Tosa's was, the Shas Karbon is Mechayiv the Shira, and if you push off the wine, you're pushing off, you're missing out on the Shira, you're mavata the Mitzvah. Tur Evin said no, not at all. He argued and said that there's no Bittul Mitzvah at all. The karbon is not mechayev shira; it's the wine that's mechayev shira. So you're able to push off the wine if you wanted to. You could push it off. You just miss out on the shira, but that's not bittul mitzvah because there's never a chiv in the first place. The chiv shira is wine. We brought a few different proofs from different places. We brought the Rashi and Brachos, who clearly said that the karbon is mechayev shira. It's just b'shas nisach hayayin. Rambam and Hilchos Klei Megdish said the same thing, that the shira is a din in the karbon. It's just Bizman, the Nisach Hayayin, and we saw the Tosin Erechen that changed from the Nisach to being a din in the carbon, Tosos, rather Shir being a din in the carbon, Tosos said that Shir is a din in the Nisach Hayayin. And then finally we saw the Tosos here in the Psachim that in the Havamina, the Shira was a din in Yayin. He couldn't understand how he could have a Shir by Pesach and Todah if there's no Yayin. He concluded that no, Shir is really a din in carbon, and that only when there's a carbon, it's mechayev the shira, and then it's when bizman hayayin. But you do have other examples where there's no haktara, where there's no achila, where just stam, a state of simcha, will be mechayev the shira as a second check. Yeah.
When did they do the shira for the
carbon toda? For the one that went around the Azara? There's a whole, if you look at the mission Shavuos, it talks about a whole seder. They go around, I don't know exactly what zman it would be, but it wasn't connected to a shchita or haktara. It was just they were schlepping around the Yushan. Yeah.